somebody from Marvel confirmed that Robert Downey Jr. is not coming back right now. There's no plans. Tony Stark's dead. It is what it is. Live with it. I sent you a thing where which call got cast as the villain in Black Panther 2. Guy from Narcos. I never heard of him, actually, but I told you he looked like Kraven the Hunter to me. He's supposed to be the villain in Black Panther 2, so I don't know if that means he's playing Namor or if it's going to be somebody totally different. I don't know. Sure, he is supposed to be pretty much focal point, so that's still on track. Although, the same exec as the lady, I forget her name offhand, who was doing the interview, she did say that they're not finalized on what they're going to do with Black Panther 2 yet.
Recast.
Shuri's going to be a big focal point, but the way she worded it, and I need to go find an article again, the way she worded it to me, it sounded like now they're saying they're going Shuri, but I feel like behind closed doors, they're having the recast conversation because, like,
they got to.
To go to the beginning of the film and have T'Challa just die automatically like that.
He did it in the first movie. You can't do that again. It's a bad ploy.
Well, not that sad. Their whole plan was for Tony Stark, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, they're gone. They've stepped away. Even like Chris Hemsworth is stepping away. Like Thor Ragnarok got revitalized, but I'm loving Thunder. I'm pretty sure. I think that's his last one, or he might do another one after that.
Nah, he's talked about coming back. And from what I understood, they were having conversations about possibly renegotiating and getting a new contract done. I mean, I know Jane, of course, is supposed to get the hammer in the third one, and it's the whole cancer storyline and all that. And from what I understand, Chris Pratt, Bradley Cooper, all of them have already kind of been listed as they're showing up. So the Guardians will show up in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Last I heard, Hemsworth said he was still on board to do the role moving forward.
Well, if you have the Guardians of the Galaxy showing up in this Thor movie, it seems like they don't seem confident of that movie standing on its own.
I think it's about confidence. The whole Jane Foster storyline was, I don't want to say it's like a niche thing. There's no way Natalie Portman is going to take over the role. She's not going to want to do it. She might like the money, but she's going to want to do something else.
I mean, plus the Marvel cycle is you're just kind of dedicated to that role till they're done with you.
She's already done with it before. That's why I was kind of a shock when she came out of Comic-Con and held up the hammer. It was like, oh, she is back. Because for a while there, they said she was completely, I don't ever want to touch a Marvel movie again. She was done with the whole thing.
There was that whole conversation about she's actually been pretty much at the forefront of she wanted women and women of color behind the scenes making these movies. The woke path that they're going with that would attract her, talking her language at that
point. Sure, the fact that they told her they're going with that storyline and she'll hold the hammer and become Thor was probably the selling point. Because it's literally the embodiment of what she's looking for to happen. So, you said, I don't see them carrying a whole franchise with her moving forward.
After Thor Ragnarok and Endgame, he just basically solidified himself. Ragnarok was huge for him. He was about to walk away from the whole thing, but blew him up.
And I think that was it. I think it was partially because of the success of that. He also has stated over and over again how much of a fan of Taika he is. And he's even talked up the new one saying Thor Ragnarok isn't shit compared to what he read in the script with this one. He's like, Taika's going even bigger and better as far as he's concerned. And then I think he made the comment about staying on because wanted to see where the arc with Thor is going to go now that he's left Asgard, Valkyrie, and then he's gone off with the Guardians. So he's kind of like, you know, now that Loki's dead, he's kind of on his own, how that whole thing is going to go. So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they'll end up getting the deal done. I think the new one's just a one-off Natalie Portman. It'll be what it is. And then after that, I don't see her doing much else. Unless they bring her back for the all-female Avengers thing. But that's supposed to be way down the line, so.
I think a lot of folks got bent out of shape about it. Nah, it's not it, dude. It's just, like, relax. Stories, it's comic books. So, I mean, it's stuff happening in the comics. Relax. Good stuff. Marvel's earned the past. Like, you just sit back and trust.
I mean, some of that is the more recent Marvel comics that haven't been doing too well because they went the conscious route.
Yeah, Safe Space and Snowflake. That's like those are my favorites. Safe Space and Snowflake. I wanted that guy get fired like never working again.
Well, always keep hearing the stuff about DC and then the comic book side of Marvel is not doing as great. And you wonder why.
Nope.
The DC stuff I can kinda understand. I mean the Marvel side of things, like you have $1 billion franchises that should be able to drive these comic books. I'm like, how are you failing on the comic side? Question for another day.
Offhand that I remember coming to mind, I sent you a message the other day. Rumblings are Ryan Reynolds signed his new contract with Disney. Deadpool 3 is happening, and supposedly he's talked Disney into letting the movie be rated R. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's going to happen. I'll believe it when I actually see it. It's hard to believe that they actually bowed down and let that happen, even though we've all said that that's how you need to do it.
I mean, you can't really mess with a good thing. And if you start tinkering around trying to make it PG-13, because they did that with the last movie, re-releasing it.
Yeah, I have that, and I did not enjoy it.
Violence of Deadpool, which attracts a lot of people to that, but...
That's who he is.
Yeah. So,
it's like making a G-rated version of the Punisher. It doesn't happen.
It'd be like making a G-rated Mortal Kombat movie. It's like, it just doesn't work. I mean, the context of it is violence. Disney has prided itself on being as safe as possible, making the same movies over and over again because they're the Ubisoft of movie companies. And that's it. So if they do that, I definitely watch it. Because again, like I said, you can't mess with a good thing. Like, you have something that works. It's proven to work. If you're looking for billion-dollar franchises, Deadpool 3 could be that if you leave it alone. I assume T.J. Miller probably won't be in this one.
Yeah,
he got canceled between the last movie.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to cancel Gina Carano now.
What for?
So her situation goes back a few months, actually. So before, it was a tweet, and I still don't remember what exactly was offensive about it. It was something about people with anxiety or learning disability or something, that she tweeted beep, bop, boop, 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 or something that's supposed to have something to do with that, and people got pissed off, didn't really hear nothing else about it. And then recently, she tweeted about election fraud and about people wearing masks and all that. And of course, everybody's like, Disney, fuck her, get rid of her. She needs to be gone. She should have been gone. Why is she still around? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say something that a lot of people may not agree with. And I'm not saying I'm defending her, because I think the tweets are fucking stupid. And I definitely don't agree with that shit that she's talking. But at some point, you have to question, where does free speech end? Because her tweeting those two things would not bother me as much as if she tweeted something like the N-word or something like that. On that, I'd be like, yeah, fuck her. She need to go. Never being like, y'all need to wear a mask and claim an election fraud, which is no reason for me to be like, get her the fuck off the Mandalorian. We're in a day and age where when one person gets offended, they get 1,000 to 10,000 other people to get offended and then start a hashtag and say, fuck this person. And companies use a cowtail and go, fuck it. We got to get rid of them because we don't want the bad press.
It's recreational outrage, and information is king. So using the information as a weapon, people give you content to use as a weapon, makes it easy. And because the bullying nature of the internet, hashtag this, petition that.
You can disagree with something. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you start getting to the point of, oh, fuck this person, they shouldn't be on a show, and cancel them, they shouldn't be who they are, and blah, 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 it's like, eh.
Certain things aren't intended to be malicious. They are just ignorant. So you have to make that distinction where something is intentionally malicious and someone's just being ignorant, that someone's just clueless about something. So do you penalize everybody that answers the question wrong? Do you penalize everyone that their view isn't necessarily offensive, but you just don't like it? Kind of the slippery slope of the internet. The internet has turned into the thing that it attempted to stop. Hey, we need to stop online bullying. Now everybody just bullies everybody. It's even playing field. Keyboard warriors, the keyboard kung fu people come out of the woodwork and start hashtagging somebody. And, you know, we need to get this movement happening. I'm tired of the whole movement. Everything doesn't need to be a movement.
You made a good point, though, Barry, about maliciousness versus ignorance. So,
I mean, it's a difficult thing just because of the nature of the internet, where it has just turned into being vindictive just because. Like I said, I can separate something like that. Other people can also separate it, but they choose not to. Well, let's see what we can do. Like, how much can we get somebody to bend to our will? You know, like, that's what it's turned into. These companies, because they want to be trendy, follow some of these trends.
Hugh Jackman supposedly might be showing up in Deadpool 3, but not as Wolverine. Because, you know, him and Ryan Reynolds had this bromance shit going.
Yeah, because didn't they do something during quarantine? I think, or was that before quarantine? I thought they had done something.
They did a commercial recently. The other day it came out. Something is going on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Disney kind of acknowledges the Hugh Jackman Wolverine somehow. he probably won't be Wolverine. Running Joker will still be there, but you kind of have to. That's like,
yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be going real big on this multiverse thing, so I would assume that at some point they reference it or make a hint to it or something.
Days of Futures Past, when he just kind of shows up.
It may be, but for anybody listening, spoiler alert. So there's a rumor that Quicksilver from Days of Future Past, the young one, shows up in WandaVision.
Huh. Okay.
That actor?
A couple weeks ago, and I just didn't mention it. Yeah, same actor and everything.
Huh. Like, is her brother coming back? I guess, like...
Well, that was the rumor before, that supposedly Wanda learns how to bring people back from the dead, and Quicksilver's supposed to come back at some point. They're all in on WandaVision setting up the next phase. They've been saying that for a while. So I'm being honest. When January 15th hits, we shouldn't be 4 to 5 episodes in going, what are they setting up? The way they keep talking about this shit, WandaVision halfway through, we should already be like, what the fuck is going on?
8 episodes, 13 episodes?
That's the thing. I don't know how many episodes it is, but I know it's supposed to go through like all these different time variations, like based on pay homage to old TV sitcoms and stuff like that. Talking it up big. And then, like I said, from there, she's supposed to go Doctor Strange, and she's supposed to be this key focal point of setting up all this shit going forward.
Kind of makes sense, because they're going to go with that House of M type storyline where she goes batshit insane. Avengers are technically broken up. So the disassemble storyline with Wanda just goes insane from her powers. And at one point in her storyline, she in creating children for her and Vision, constructs that she created in her head. And it turned out that the last 10 years, Professor Xavier and Doctor Strange were basically restraining her powers, because she was just doing these off-the-wall shit every once in a while. The whole event was her psychotic break. Various Avengers getting killed, dudes getting killed, Hawkeye gets killed. It's that, like, what the hell is going on?
That seems like X-Men 3.
Yeah, a lot of it. So pretty much after the fact, after that, they go to the House of M. She creates an entire universe reality so that mutants are the ascendant, humans are not. And Multiverse of Madness, I don't even know what to expect with that one.
I mean, I think you're just going to see a shitload of people in one movie, which that's going to be horrible. Spider-Man 3 all over again.
Well, that's what they seem like they're doing with the Spider-Man movie. That they're just that's throwing everything in it.
Doctor Strange, I would think. Because from what I understand, I think Chiwetel already said he's coming back. So Baron Mordo is going to be in the sequel.
Well, he kind of has to be, but...
Be
yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be in that.
I guess he survived the snap.
Yeah, he came back. What I want them to do finally is give us some casting information on Fantastic Four, and the multiverse would be the perfect way to introduce the Fantastic Four.
To Feige's credit, he did say a while ago we weren't getting that to at least 5 or 6. So I think they have an idea who they're already planning on casting and who they've talked to. Oh, Amber Heard, apparently.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Form. Yeah.
Oh, she talked about it? Oh, yeah, she could talk all she wants.
Yeah, she talked to them about Storm, but then they were talking to her about playing Black Cat.
Oh, God.
I hope they don't cast her as Sue Storm. Give her Black Cat. I don't give a shit. She don't have to add too much dialogue.
Well, man, I'd still be with Emily Blunt.
And John Krasinski. Yeah. I've been saying, I don't see why they just don't do it.
They have natural chemistry.
Especially that he'd do the role, too.
Plus, he can direct.
They're in. I'm like, man, just make it happen. Get it done.
I mean, he looks like somebody that would be Mr. Fantastic.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
I don't think he wants to be in that role that long, because, I mean, that's like a founding member of Marvel.
Nah,
yeah, he'd want to be around for about 5 movies, 10 years.
Matt, remember, Marvel's contracts work every time you appear counts as one of your films.
Exactly.
So he doesn't have to do 5 full films. He can literally pop up just 5 times and he's done.
But it's still, you're looking at what, maybe 8-10 years, maybe?
Yeah, but
that's 18 years, but for like every year you're doing like what, 2 weeks worth of work?
Yeah. And then also
months. Yeah, I wouldn't say 2 weeks, but yeah, I would probably say at least three months.
Yeah, remember,
I was gonna say it should be longer.
Robert Downey Jr. filmed his how long did he film the Spider-Man scenes?
It
was like a couple days.
Yeah, wasn't long at all.
Yeah, it was like a couple days. He would
probably work at this point.
Yeah. Dude got pocketed what, $20 million? Like, no, like, trust me. Like, everybody wants a Marvel film.
Yeah.
Everyone wants that Marvel contract. They all want it.
Hey, the way the landscape's going and how big comic book movies are now, pretty much everybody is on you need to get one at this point, because look at everything else. It's not working.
You don't have too many new action franchises, new adventure movies.
Man, and Quiet Place 2. I'm waiting for that to come out.
Well, the problem
at this point, that might be on Netflix.
Yeah, the problem is the bar got raised for that money. So, like, everyone's counting that Asian money, and not just China. It's India and
China.
Everyone's counting that money. Like, if you're not pulling in $1 billion, the franchise has failed.
A billion?
Yeah.
They're on jumping for another Man of Steel because they think it didn't make any money. 400 million, I think.
I mean, I would probably say if it's not 750 million, then your movie might be considered.
The bar is raised ridiculously high now. Universal made a deal the other day where if a movie's out for a week and it doesn't make 100 million, they're putting it straight to on demand now. Why even leave it in the theater anymore?
Because the big thing would just be things aren't going back to everybody's moving back to the movie theaters. We've kind of already had a different experience of worst example is Mulan. But
oh gosh,
the best example might be Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, I mean, at this point, the movie was done 2 years ago. Yeah. So, like, what are you holding on to it for? You might as well just go ahead and release it because the next...
Wonder Woman was supposed to come out in 2019, and then it got pushed back to 2020.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready to get pushed back again. And then the other day, Patty Jenkins was like, it's going to be on HBO Max. Because, like I said, DC's at a point where they have a window right now. I said this before when they announced Justice League. They have a window to actually get their shit out there and make some kind of headway to where if their movies are decent or good, they got a foot back in the game. Marvel is literally sitting back going, you get WandaVision, and we're waiting until the theater opens. Black Widow is literally off the table right now.
They want that in the theater. That's got to get in the theaters.
You'll get WandaVision. You'll get Falcon and Winter Soldier. They're going to ride this COVID shit out until we're back in theaters. And DC is literally doing the opposite. DC is like, okay, well, guess what? Fuck it. Wonder Woman's going on HBO Max. Justice League's going to be on HBO Max. HBO's getting all DC money right now. Or giving DC all the money.
Well, it's the same company, but...
Yeah. They're doing the Green Lantern shows, everything.
Yeah, I mean, I've got HBO Max, got it on my thing right now, so...
I mean, I don't have it, but I already told my wife, like, Christmas morning, you'll see Wonder Woman. I have no problem. It is what it is. Marvel's going to have to figure out what they're going to do. But again, I always say, Marvel's about long game. They'll ride this shit out, and then, like he said, we may not hear nothing until next year about X-Men Fantastic Four, but I damn near guarantee when they drop the news, fucking world's gonna blow up. Like, what the hell? They cast who? What?
AT&T stepped in and stepped on the necks at Warner Brothers. There's one or two people in there that is actually a legit likes going to movies and likes watching these movies. They're paying attention. It's not comic book movies that people are tired of. It's the comic book movies from Marvel. Like, it's always been Marvel DC. It's always been Marvel DC. You can like both of them fine, but you get tired of seeing the Marvel crew up there. You're like, dude, fuck these dudes. I want to see what's going on. I want to see Superman. I want to see another Batman movie. I want to see this. I want to see what they're going to do with that. And once you got the formula down pat of how to do it, and you're like, okay, DC, same thing, but with your characters. Go. You're going to get a backlash and stuff like that, but you know, hopefully they I'm glad that someone is talking and someone is listening finally. And we'll just wait and see. I mean, I personally can't wait for Wonder Woman. I can't wait for that thing to come out.
I saw the trailer. It seemed pretty nice.
Dude, she was lassoing a goddamn lightning bolt. I'm all about that. Fuck that goddamn invisible plane.
Does she do that in the comic book or does she just fly? I think she just flies, right?
They've been coming up ways for her to get around for years. This is the best way I've ever seen her do it. Toss a lasso up and catch a cloud and fly for that. I'm like, I'm all for that. That is some just like that is some bad edgy moves that no one has thought of yet. I'm all about that. She lassoed a damn lightning bolt and said, I'm getting here. It's fantastical. My brain can make the stretch. It's scientifically possible. Thanks to her magic lasso. That's all I got to say. That's all the science I need. That's all the science I need. Lightning strikes, you catch it with your magic lasso, and you swing off of that shit. Get to work in 2 seconds. Oh, yeah, Man of Steel made $668 million worldwide. So it didn't break that billion-dollar mark, so they're not...
But how much did it cost to make?
$225 million.
So it made, like, $400 million profit.
No, it's like plus advertising fees as well. So you add another 100.
Again, it probably would have to be 750, 800 million for it to be considered a success. Profitable.
Advertising alone costs almost as much as making a movie is ridiculous to me, but whatever.